With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It is one of those, it's Super Bowl weekend for a lot of folks. In fact, most of the nation getting ready to celebrate the big game. On Saturday, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher announced that he's not going to run for a fifth term in Congress. The veteran lawmaker says he wants to devote more time to his family. In a nationwide move, GOP lawmakers are going after DEI measures.
Diversity initiatives would be defunded or outright banned from universities and other public institutions under a wide range of bills pending in Republican-led legislatures. Conservative lawmakers have proposed some 50 bills in 20 states this year that would restrict or require public disclosure of DEI initiatives. Legislation would limit DEI in K-12 schools, state government, and pension investments. Jason Walker reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking of the Super Bowl, it's the second year in a row President Biden's going to skip the interview.
In recent years, American presidents have been interviewed by the TV network broadcasting the big game. The pregame interview provides a large audience, and it has become a tradition. But President Biden declined an interview with CBS News this weekend. He skipped last year, too, opting not to sit with Fox News. Joe Biden is not the first president to say no to a Super Bowl interview. In 2018, Donald Trump decided against an interview with NBC News. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's neighbors and key mediators are warning of disaster and repercussions if its military launches a ground invasion in Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Israel says remaining Hamas strongholds are located there, along with over half of the besieged territory's population. Prime Minister Netanyahu a day earlier said that he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people. That's SRN News. Americans weigh in on the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations, versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros continues to be bad after the recently re-elected hard-line Islamic president is promising more persecution for believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in Comoros is close to nothing, as its constitution mandates Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. A new hurricane category.
A handful of super powerful tropical cyclones in the last decade has a couple of experts proposing a new category for whopper hurricanes, Category 6. Two climate scientists suggest that the traditional five-category scale developed more than 50 years ago may not do enough to show the true power of the most potent storms. They propose a sixth category of storms with winds that exceed 192 miles per hour. But several experts don't think another category is necessary. They point out that it's water, not wind speed, that is the deadliest element of hurricanes. John Scott reporting.
A new Harvard University study found half of U.S. renters are paying nearly a third of their income on rent. Monthly rent has outpaced income across the U.S. and forcing many to make tough decisions between everyday necessities and having a roof over their heads. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.